Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we have a caller coming on. Her name is Haley. She has 9 jobs that she works at, ranging from a few hours a week to 10, 12 hours a week. She wants to know how to handle the 12 jobs because it's starting to get overwhelming, where she should cut back, where she should focus her time. She's also an astrologer, so with that, I think I'm going to be asking her about my horoscope and exactly what I'm going to have to deal with, because millennial money has not been good lately. So maybe the astrology has something to say about that. So anyway, let's bring her on and see what's going on. Haley, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Thank you for having me, Graham. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, happy to have you on. So what's going on?
So I'm kind of a disaster. I have 9 jobs, which feels like too many jobs. So I work for marketing for a CBD company. That's about 10 hours a week and about $3,000 per month. I do marketing for a dog CBD company, different company. That's about 5 hours a week, about $1,200 per month. I also do marketing and SEO, things like that, for a psychic medium. So that's about 8 hours per week and $1,000 monthly. I'm okay. Also that particular psychic medium's personal assistant. So sometimes we travel together, and that would be a lot more time, obviously. But if we're not traveling, it's about maybe an hour per week just responding to emails and shipping out items from her shop. And that's about $200 to $750 monthly. And unless we're traveling, that's about $2,000.
Okay.
And then I do, getting to the astrology stuff, I'm an astrologer. So I probably see 1 to 4 clients a week. So that would be about like 4 hours a week if there's 4, 1 hour if there's 1, and then some special events. So I do parties and things like that. So that can range from like 400 if I'm not putting a lot of time into it to 2,000 if I'm really booked. I'm a yoga instructor, so I make about 600 a month, 12 hours per week, definitely my least lucrative.
Yeah.
And then I write horoscopes. That makes me about 400 and it's about an hour per week. And then my last job was the only thing that's passive, and I think I got a little addicted to passive income. I basically have been writing articles, and the website that I write for, you get paid based on reach. It's similar to YouTube in that way. And I had a couple articles go viral, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. All my other jobs I have to work so many hours in, and this just grows on its own. So from that final job, that's what led me to your work, and I enrolled in your YouTube course, which I really love, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm getting a lot of value from it. So I'm looking to dive more into passive income because, as you know, it's super addicting.
Right.
So those are all my jobs. Yes.
So this is, you're actually making some pretty decent income. Between 9 jobs? I mean, what's the total? I was trying to add this up as you went along, but we went a little fast.
It's kind of a lot.
What? Yeah. How much? What's the total that you make every month from this?
It ranges from about 7,000 to the most I've ever made in 1 month was 11,000.
Wow. And how many hours is that total that you would guess? Again, I'm trying to add up hours here.
Yeah. So hours, see, on paper, it comes out to about 44 hours, which isn't crazy. But I think I'm just so scattered because of all of these jobs that it feels like I'm working so much more because I'm like, oh, did I post for the dog CBD company? Oh, did I send out monthly horoscopes? Like, it's just kind of diverting my attention. It feels like so much more. But on a really packed week, it might get up to 60. But typically, it's about 44 hours per week. But I just feel really scattered, if that makes sense. So I mostly wanted to talk to you to see, from your perspective, do you think it's a wiser decision to like really focus on the things that are making lots of money, or continue to just build income as much as possible with all these different streams?
Well, the first thing I would do is get rid of the yoga. I mean, I think 12 hours a week for 600 a month compared to what else you're making in other jobs, I think the yoga, I mean, that's just the least profitable thing, and it takes up a significant amount of time based off of what I'm saying. I think you're working the most, it seems like, doing yoga, more than marketing, more than SEO, more than anything else. You're doing yoga for the least amount of money. So I would, it seems like getting clients as an astrologer, I mean, that seems like that is going to yield a lot more money or continuing to write articles and mm-hmm. to work online. I'm seeing that as bringing in the most amount of money. And that's also something that's scalable. I mean, even just going and making YouTube videos about like the astrology of the day, and you can pump out so many videos because it's almost like a daily thing. And I don't know how that would bode for the YouTube algorithm to post a whole bunch of like 1 to 3 minute videos, but at the very least, I mean that is income that you could start building up or start doing. Actually, instead of daily, because that's not going to give you a lot of residual views, do monthly. Do monthly or do yearly, like the I'm a Taurus, so we got to talk about my astrology here. But like for instance, you could do like the Taurus monthly, and in that way for that month you could probably get a decent amount of views, or you could do like a Taurus annually, and that way you just got to make one good video every single year, and maybe you could even update it like halfway through the year or something like that. I think, but. Besides that, I mean, I would just cut out the lower paying jobs or things that are just distracting you from making more money, because you're doing so many things.
Yeah. Like, It's too many things.
I got to say, it is too many. It's too many things. So I would start small. I would honestly start by cutting out yoga. I would just cut that out, and then you have 12 hours extra per week that you can try to spend in other areas where you can start making more money. So just I would cut out yoga. And then use that time in something else and just see how that turns out and see if you start doing better work and making more money. And if you do, then go to the next thing that's kind of distracting you. It doesn't need to be necessarily the thing that's making the least amount of money, just something that maybe is the most distracting to you.
Right. Okay. So just kind of look at the jobs that kind of pay the least and are distracting from the big vision of it all and start working with those. And you're okay with me giving up being a yoga instructor and starting to pay for a membership. That's been my whole thing, is that I get a free membership if I teach, but if I give that up, then I have to start paying.
Yeah, but if you work, here's the thing, like if you work an extra 1 hour, if you work an extra one client, that'll pay for your yoga, and you're spending 12 hours. You got to think, what is 12 hours of your time worth?
That's very true.
You can make way more.
I really enjoy that you're a Taurus. Taurus rules, personal finances, money. So that's actually perfect that you're a Taurus.
Oh, okay. So what is my horoscope looking like right now?
Okay, perfect. So can I go ahead and start?
Yes. Let's do it.
Excellent.
I'm excited about this. I did not expect this to happen today. So let's hear it. What am I up against? What do I got to watch out for?
So you are a Taurus. So your big three, these are your main three energies. You are a Taurus sun, an Aries moon, and a Libra rising. So Taurus, as I mentioned earlier, is the sign of being very patient. It rules personal finance. Taurus is a very hardworking, diligent sign, which clearly comes through your channel. What the moon in Aries tells me, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it is the sign of being self-reliant and independent and going after what you want. With an Aries moon is the side of ourselves that we need to feel safe and secure, or like to build out our world on. So for your Aries moon, what your Aries moon needs is to feel independent, feel self-sufficient, and do things for yourself. Aries moon is a very like, go out and get what you want rather than waiting for it.
Yeah.
With the Libra rising, you have a Libra rising, and then a lot of your planets are concentrated, or rather your sun is concentrated in your seventh house. Those are related. So Libra in seventh house is about other people, one-to-one contact. I would imagine that this is kind of attributing to your success as a realtor, because when you talk to someone, Libra energy is really able to kind of mirror what that person is back to them. So they tend to be very skilled in one-to-one dialogue, connections, things like that, because they're able to kind of meet people on their wavelength. Another thing I want to mention is Venus, which is the planet of money. Clearly, your Venus is very happy. It's exalted in the sign of Pisces, which is interesting to me. But so when you have a happy money planet, which it is, it's happy, it's in its favorite sign to be in, the ability of Venus, which is love, which is money, which is pleasure, is able to operate at its fullest capacity. Hmm. So your Venus is also talking to your talking to your Mercury in Taurus, giving you a lot of ability to clearly monetize the way that you speak, the way you communicate. Mercury rules speaking and communicating, and it's in the sign of Taurus, which is very abundant. You also have a heavy concentration in sixth house, which rules working with people, employers, actual work of service. So even though this is like someone who genuinely will probably never probably never stop working, because it looks like you find a lot of pleasure from it. With Moon in the sixth house, it's actually something you need to feel fulfilled, is to be of service to other people. It might maybe not make you money, but there's some part of yourself where you need to be working or to be useful for other people. And then the final note that I'll say is that your midheaven, which is like the peak of your reputation and your career, you have Jupiter right along it, which is, Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance and expansion. And when it's on your peak of career, it's once you move into what you're meant to do or your midheaven offering to the world, things kind of magnetize towards you. It's a really, really abundant placement. So yeah, that's just a little
sample. So that's amazing. So am I in the peak of my career right now? Is that what that means? Like, is this the best it's going to get, or is this something that I'm going to be like transitioning? I want to know this.
Sure. So this is your birth chart. So this is like energy that's always at play. It's just kind of part of your natal makeup. Right now, right now we have the planet Uranus, which is the planet of eccentricity and changes. It's going over your sun and your Mercury. I would say the peak of your career actually is going to be in about 10 years is when it's going to cross over your midheaven and shake things up. But right now it's still like in a building phase, but things could come up within this transit of the Uranus over your planets will be about 2.5 years. So look for things that are unexpected. Don't place, I feel like you wouldn't, but don't place bets on things that aren't really stable, because Uranus is really up and down. It's passing your sun and your Mercury in the realm of other people's money. So just something to be mindful of in terms of investment in the next 2.5 years for
that's
you.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Thank you so much. That's fun. I did not expect that. For anyone who's stuck around, who's listened to that, thank you. That is so, that's very cool. Thank you. It's enlightening.
Of course. Yes. Happy to.
Thank you. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy content like this, make sure to smash the like button, smash the subscribe button. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.